Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Experience Kills. I'm joined by Ben. Good to see you, Ben.
Hello, Cameron. It's lovely to be here.
Oh, fantastic. It's the kind of that's the experience I want every time we meet up. Today, we are just having a discussion about an early access game that we have brought to us by Team 17. Now, Team 17 for me was Worms in my earlier youth. However, they have gotten bigger and bigger with games like Overcooked. And to my knowledge, this is their first kind of foray into the first-person World War II shooter. Because that's what we've got.
Yeah, I think you might be right on that. Yeah.
We have got Hell Let Loose. Does that sound fun?
God, it sounds so jolly. It just sounds like we're going to have a lovely time. We're going to hang out down to the beach. We're going to just, you know, just be chill, have some ice cream. It's going to be so nice.
Well, you're right. There are beaches there, so maybe you can get an ice cream. However,
can I get a brolly? In the shade.
You know what? You're more likely going to be given, like an M4 rifle, because you'll be storming. Okay. You'll be storming Omaha Beach instead, I'm afraid.
Oh, okay. I've heard of that.
Yeah. So gird your loins, boy, because this is World War II.
Oh boy. Mm. Let's do this.
Let's do this.
Right. I'm coming at it different now. I'm ready to go now, Cam. I've got the kit on. I've got my gun ready. I'm ready to kill me some Nazis.
That was harsh.
It's a turn, man.
I'm a non-combatant.
You got me into it. Okay.
So, Hell Let Loose, it puts you into what they say is the chaos of war. It is a 50 versus 50 multiplayer in a huge map. It's very, very reminiscent of old school World War II games you might have played, because you would have been able to choose your squad when you go into. But there are some little extras in it that kind of keep it fresh for me, at least, anyway. Some really cool bits. This is the Carentan update, I believe, that's come out. So that's a new map that's gone in there. Mm. There's at least 9 maps I can tell so far, including, like I said, Omaha Beach and Carentan itself. And there was a map called Foy. And for people who may not remember or who are a bit young, Carentan and Foy were big maps in the original, and I mean very original, Call of Duty games you used to play online. So the nostalgia really came back when I found certain areas of the map. I couldn't help but kind of admire it, take me back to like my early like 14, 15 year old days where I could actually play it.
So you're saying like the Black Matter, the developer, who by the way are from Australia, which I always think is interesting to know where the developers are based. So they've actually like recreated, obviously Call of Duty was trying to be historically accurate to a degree then as well, but they're now like they've recreated the same kind of areas so that you can actually recognize them from that game. That's crazy.
That's what it felt like to me, at least, anyway. Because I remember Call of Duty, like, on the Carentan map, which was one of my favorite maps. There was it's going to sound so weird, but there's a tiny little chicken coop in that area that you could hide in. But Band of Brothers, which follows the 501st Airborne Infantry and everything, I'm sure you remember it from the old school days of Spielberg. Mm-hmm. The Carentan episode actually has that exact like chicken coop, that area. It's as if they kind of were built off of each other, you know. So like,
I guess there just was a chicken coop there.
Just and, like, there was one lonely chicken coop in there,
and therefore everybody's always put a chicken coop in. Like that's the thing. Everybody, like the director of Band of Brothers, and like the guys at Activision for Call of Duty, they were like, you know what, that chicken coop, that's got to be in the game. That's got to be in the film, the TV show.
They're
going to
be
that chicken coop.
There's clearly been like one internet troll there going, excuse me, I've been to Carentan, there is a single chicken coop there. Why is there not one on this map? Now we've got to include it. Dear God. The authenticity, please.
Mate, I don't know. It's possible that Carentan was like known for chicken coops. That might have been like the thing that set apart in France. It could be like, you go to Paris for the Louvre, you go to Marseille for things that are in Marseille. I wish I hadn't said Marseille because I don't know what's in Marseille, but like you go to Carentan for chicken coops. That's like what they're about. I mean, is that possible? I don't know.
I'm pretty sure you go to Marseille for the beheadings of the gentry in the but you have to be very 17th century.
Okay, that's fair.
Moving on.
French history. Woo! Killing it.
Finally, as part of a 50-man team, obviously you have to work together in individual squads. So that's what you give the option of going into. You can play as an officer, a scout, machine gunner, a medic, an engineer, and tank commanders, which is really cool. Yes, there are.
I like the sound of that. The maps, I want to be a tank commander.
The
maps. Have a tank.
The maps are big enough to have tanks. You need
them. Shut up, Cam. I want a tank.
Well, you better be able to choose your class very quickly, or else you will never get your tank.
Oh, it's like that, isn't
it? Yes, it is.
Oh, brilliant. Everybody's just like hammering the tank commander button, and nobody ever gets it except that guy who always gets it somehow.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that.
It really is. It really is really annoying, because I wanted to try sniper, I wanted to try an engineer role, see what sort of things were different, but I couldn't choose one for the life of me, because every time I got into a game, everyone else had already chosen the kind of phrase for it?
They made the picks, the class picks.
The limited choice, yeah. So yeah. They've already filed in there and they've chosen that.
So is it like you pick one of those and that's it for the whole game, is it? That whole match?
You can switch squads. I'm very sure. I never got to because we were playing a huge, it was a full map, 150 people playing. So I never got to choose a different squad out of it. You can change squads and request to change squads, but of course people who might go, I'm locking my squad out, it's just for me and my three friends. And then you can request to join, but they might just go, who's this guy? Let's just decline his request to change squads.
So what class did you often play as then? What's like, just a grunt?
Yeah, just run-of-the-mill, ranger. The standard M1 Garand as a weapon, which is fantastic, because
gotta love that noise, man.
It's an epic noise. You'd recognise it anywhere.
Well, when it's empty and you need to pop the clip, that noise, that bling. Yeah. Oh, mate, God, it was like in my dreams.
It was in my nightmares, so that's for sure. Speaking of noises, though, I tell you what, this game itself is absolutely incredible in terms of sounds. Not necessarily just for authenticity, but like there's always something a little different that'll kind of tweaks my ears a little bit, even it's not fully released, like I said, it's early access, but like you can notice like when you're running, if it's slightly muddier than it is like another location, the sounds will drop into like a more splashing noise as you run. The explosions of grenades and tanks firing is absolutely deafening, the way it should be if an explosion went off by your head,
Well, with a game called Hell Let Loose, I'd be kind of bummed out if a grenade went poof, and you were like, "Oh, okay."
Oh,
like you'd want it. You want it to like blow your brains out and like hit. Almost like make you go deaf from the noise of it. That's what you. It's called Hell Let Loose. I'd be disappointed if you didn't.
The cool part, in moving back to squats, is that
if
you manage to choose a very special unit, which is like the field commander essentially, there is this kind of what do they refer to it as? I'd refer to it as like a meta game involving it. Because you can be up on the front lines with your boys or hanging back a little bit, with binoculars and scouting out the units and stuff like that. But there is also like some resources and supplies in the game. Like when you take more areas, you can get resources faster and you can call in support, like bombing runs and like.
Oh, awesome!
And you can order new tanks to the battlefield. Like if the tank just exploded and like your entire tank unit just exploded and died.
Like danger close air support and stuff.
Yeah.
So sweet.
It was really cool because obviously then that can highlight on the map the enemies as well. And you need that kind of map reference to figure out where a lot of the enemies are, because unlike like games like Call of Duty where their name tag appears above their head, you can't see anything.
This is like full sim. This is like, you're hiding in bushes and in ditches and trying to like surprise the enemy and like ambush them and stuff. Like, so you're using real, so it sounds like when it's being played well, it's like proper small unit tactics on display here.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you can obviously talk to like the higher up commander asking for like, can I get an air support over here? And then he'll go like, 20 seconds until that refreshes, and then you can
you're asking this of a real player.
Yeah.
And he's like in charge of your 50 dudes.
You can talk to like all 50 people, or you can talk to like just like the guys in your squad saying, all right, let's push up 200 meters and hop in on the right sort of thing. I got to play with some guys I literally just met in the tank corps. I managed to get into the tank corps just once. But we weren't even playing full authentic, like, come on guys, let's push up, lads. We were just like, oh no, there's another tank, what are we going to do? Because we're all British lads, and we were just like, hey, you're English, fantastic. And we just started just having a bit of fun instead of like going too hardcore into the game. I tell you what, the tank, because it's very much, like you said, kind of almost full sim, the tank driving is nuts. Like, you have to, you have to move up and shift gears and everything to move your tank forward.
What?
Yeah, and you have to go down in gear to get to reverse.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it was really confusing. I was just like, why isn't it just forward to go?
my issue with something like that is, how are you meant to learn this? Because if you just get into it and you know, in the heat of battle, you're just going to suck, and you'll probably end up going to cost, you know, your guys a lot of ground, and you might even cost them the match. So that, like, is there any way of learning this stuff outside of these big multiplayer, like, engagements? Or is it just get in there and good luck?
That's what I did. I only drove it into a river once.
Okay.
Because, strangely enough, you can drown in this game.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. You just can't just swim across a river. You have to ford it properly.
Pretty much, yeah. I couldn't find like a swim button for my character as I was crossing a river. I went below water level for it gives you 6 seconds to get out. It's like being out of bounds on a map, you know. I had that long to get to the other side of the river before drowning, and I was just like, oh my god, am I actually drowning? Are you serious?
Wow, I mean, that's crazy. I like the realism here, man. You've played a few games like this.
Yeah.
Where does this sort of sit amongst them? I have to be honest, talking to you now, you sound really positive about it. More than most of these. You sound like you're really enjoying it. Is it one of the better ones?
The only other game I can think of that's very similar to this was another one called Postscriptum, which was another big World War II game, 80 people I think it was you can play with. Not quite as huge a map, but still, that's quite a feat to have. I remember having some nitpicky moments with that game, every game does have a couple of nitpicks. That's the only thing. There's just a little bits and bobs, the tank controlling. Obviously, once you get used to it, it's fine, but you know, you jump in it for the first time and you have to hold E for 7 seconds to turn on the engine.
Look, I mean, but isn't that what you want from a game like this, though? You want it to simulate reality, you know, pretty close. Not as close as it would be, probably. What's time to death like? I'm curious. How many hits can you take? Are you healing individual limbs? How does the bullet drop feel? Stuff like that.
Getting shot is, the funny thing is, when you get fired upon, which is actually something I think is anything I've really kind of come across, when you're being fired upon by an enemy squad and it's kind of hitting the sandbags around you where you're taking, if you're peeking over and you're trying to take shots and they're hitting your area sort of thing, the screen you kind of get a tunnel vision effect going on. And so it's usually as if this big sign to hang up and just go, yo, take bloody cover, you know, which is really cool because it's sort of the feeling you would have if you were taking
fire.
Convey
fear and stuff.
You're
in danger, shit.
So get your head down. You can get shot quite easily and it's usually maybe one or two shots and you're down. If you have a medic on your team, like I did numerous times, you can just hold V and scream, medic! And then your friend will come along and go, yeah, I'm coming. Which is fine.
Shut up. God, you whine a lot, don't you?
It's just a flesh wound. It's only half your head exploded. It's fine.
You might have been shot through the chest 6 times. Chill out. That guy over there's got no legs. How would you feel if you had no legs?
And the other kind of miffy bit I really kind of got my gate was I respawned at the back of the base, at the very back of the map, as far beginning as you can go. And we had already pushed ahead maybe 3 phases.
Yeah, and I thought, I get this in these games like this a lot. That's just annoying.
But the thing is that the reason I went back that far, because this was the first game I joined in, and I thought, you know what, there's a tank that spawned back there, I'll bring it to the front line. And I couldn't get in because I was a run-of-the-mill grunt who apparently hasn't had any kind of training how to turn a key in an engine and drive a tank. And so
would you want a soldier in World War II jumping in a tank, you've never driven a tank before, and trying to bring that to the... I don't think you would. It might be just better for you to walk, mate, honestly.
It's fair enough. Okay, fair enough. But, you know, there is a point where, you know, it's either that or I have to run 10 minutes to get to the back to the game and actually play. and then get shot in the head again, you know? Because that happened a lot.
But you can spawn in your squad?
I don't remember spawning on a squad, but I remember that you like your squad mates, or at least certain members of a team, can set up like a forward operating base for you to spawn on. Okay. It doesn't necessarily have to be like in the new location you've taken, but if it's like between like halfway through a field, you can get there. I think I must have been like the wrong class to put one down. I think it's the only thing, because you know I only got to play two classes.
So you played as the regular soldier dude. What was the other class you played?
I managed to get into the tank.
Oh, it was the tank thing, wasn't it? The one time.
Yeah. Yes, of course. And there's only really three things you can do in a tank, which is drive, use the main gun, or just look around.
So what, are there other people in the tank with you?
You can have three people in there. So main driver has the option of driving, and there's a machine gun he can use. There's a main gunner who has a... obviously the actual cannon on the tank and a machine gun he can use built onto it. And a choice of different explosive rounds as well, which is going to be cool.
Ooh, that's nice.
Actually, the nice bit of realism is that you actually had to change rounds between reloading.
Okay. So it's a process to reloading.
Yeah, so like you have to fire it, obviously, so your cannon's empty. So if you want to change it from high explosive to the other one, your cannon has to be empty, obviously. So then you switch over to that, and then fire again, then you can change it back again. It's a nice, just a little thing that I kind of picked up on, which was cool. But your third man in there, he's just there with, like, binoculars, basically, and just says, oh, he's over there. And it can help, obviously...
Spotter, yeah.
I guess, but there's no real way, like games like Battlefield or anything like that, where you can kind of highlight what you're looking at. You really have to have this, you know, this team building. You have to talk to people, you know, because like if you're looking through there and you're looking at 197, which is obviously the compass, the direction you point them at, you say like full squad 197, and then your tank man can obviously direct the cannon over there and then let loose. But you know, as soon as you start typing it and you try and do it, and they'll be gone. So
typing. Yeah, good luck.
Exactly, yeah. Oh, excuse me, there's men running.
Hold on, I've just got to stop driving this tank. 2 seconds, 1 second. Look out, that car. Oh, we're dead. Yeah.
Oh, man. But there's still more to come. Their roadmap looks quite interesting. The support role and the engineer role are going to have an overhaul. I'm kind of hoping there might be a way that you can have the engineer maybe fix up the tank on the side of the road sort of thing.
Battlefield. Style, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's none in it just yet. But I mean, he doesn't even have like melee available in the game yet, so they will be bringing that. Yeah, a game where you can't hit someone with the butt of your rifle.
That's crazy. Wow, okay. Yeah, I love playing support in Battlefield. That was always my main class. Mm. I always enjoy playing that role. But yeah, no, man, it sounds pretty good though. It sounds pretty good.
I kind of need more time to play it, that's the thing, yeah, because I just want to be able to get into all the roles for once.
It sounds like that system could be refined, because it does seem a bit unfair.
Don't get me wrong. I mean, nobody wants 100 versus 100 people where everybody is snipers.
No.
But
they should, it should force you to cycle out or something if you die. Like, or if you die more than a few times, you should be, you know, given, like, be able to change. You know,
yeah, respawn in as a standard grunt for a little while you cool down from this certain class or something like that.
Yeah, that's it. Put a cooldown on. Yeah, absolutely. I think that would be the best way, wouldn't it? Yeah, and then it would force you to actually like get good across the classes rather than just focus down into one.
Because then if you're just focusing on nothing but sniping and then suddenly you get thrown into a tank role, then you're just not going to have a good time because you won't know it or anything. Which is really going to suck for you, because it is actually a really fun basic game, you know?
It sounds good, man. Like, honestly, it does sound fun. I haven't played a game like that in a while, probably since Battlefield 5, so I'd be down for like getting back into this sort of style of game. It sounds cool, man. Awesome.
Well, so that was Hell Let Loose, bought to you by Team 17 and...
Black Matter.
Thank you, Black Matter.
In Australia, mate.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm censoring that.
Please do. Yeah, I mean, that was... put another shrimp on a barbie, yeah? No.
Oh,
no,
God.
No, that Stop. Wasn't Australian either. That wasn't... No. I don't know what I'm doing. It's been a long day. I apologize. That's been another episode of Experience Kills. I've been here with Cameron today, and it's been lovely talking to him about Hell Let Loose by Black Matter Games and Team 17. Yeah, you can follow us at Experience Kills on Twitter. You can follow me at DIYE on Twitter, and you can follow Cameron at Camelot on Twitter. If you haven't, for some reason, watched the amazing video here on YouTube and given us a like and subscribe, which of course is a must, you can also check out the full audio version of this review from anywhere a good podcast is available, such as Spotify and iTunes. So until next time, I think it's fair to say I might be jumping into a tank with you soon, Cameron, and blowing some things up, or more likely, getting blown up. But yeah, that's been another episode. We'll be back soon. Ta-ta.
Bye, everybody. Yeah, we'd definitely die really quickly in that game.
I think you and I would die very quickly in general, in any kind of war-based scenario.